Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Oh, okay. Well, it's the after mess here. Actually, it's, well, technically it's 3/4 of us, but we have a special guest here. But hey, it's Anish.
It's Gina.
It's Carla.
And I'm Micah.
So Micah does promotions for us. He's our promotions manager here with Live 101.5. And Carla was just saying something that really turns her off.
When you pull my hair.
Yeah. So we're going to get into a little bit more about that. All right. So it's the after mess. We were actually all in studio here. So just real quick, if you're listening, Joey Boy is actually out on vacation officially. So it's his birthday this weekend and he took off. Going to San Diego. He's getting his vacation with his wifey, so we're happy that he gets to do that. But it's just the three of us now.
And Micah.
The after mess.
And Micah. And actually, our conversation kind of started off with you, Micah, because you were talking about your...
neck?
My neck.
Your back.
Yep. Like,
Why are you not saying pussy and crack?
Because that's not bad effort. So we all kind of started talking a little bit in studio about, I guess for a lack of better word, it's like our turnoffs. Because when I hear you talk about the neck, Micah, to me, and even like Carla with your hair, and then Gina, what we'll be getting into with you, I think of more so, it's just, it almost sounds like it's a sensitive area, or that's what comes to my mind.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
I can see that.
Yeah.
Because for me, I will say this is something that's affected me not only just in the bedroom, like when fucking or whatever, but like, it's in general, like even when I've gone to go get a massage, this was like the first time I had like a real big problem with this. And it got to the point where the, is it a masseuse or a massage therapist?
Massage therapist.
So what's a masseuse?
I do not know. I just know that they don't like to be called masseuses.
Is that an S word?
A masseuse.
I thought it was masseuse.
I thought it was masseuse too.
Well, I think it's more like, I don't know. I'm assuming here, but maybe it's kind of similar to like calling it a fireman or a policeman. And there's like two genders, like a masseuse. Maybe that's a feminine thing. I don't know. I really don't know. Or it could have sexual implications they don't like. But I do know the correct term is massage therapist.
Okay.
Perfect.
So my cousin, I went to go visit her in New York and she had gotten us both like a massage to get together because I had been doing the show. This was the first vacation I took since joining the show. And it had been like a year and a half or something, and I had never taken a day off. Yeah.
Fuck.
And she knew this about me, so she was like, you're flying out to see me, and I want you to get a massage. So I was like, okay, cool, whatever. I tried to warn the massage therapist beforehand that, like, just so you know, I have a very sensitive lower back. Like, I'm just very jumpy. Like, it just, if you start to touch that area at all, I have no idea why, but, like, it's either that I'm very ticklish, but it's not a turn-on. So, like, she started to massage, and of course, her dumbass, like, went down there, and I was like, girl, I told you, like, three times, don't fucking touch my lower back.
It's a cringy spot for you.
Yeah, okay. I don't even know what it is. Like, I will start to spaz. Like my body parts will just start flying all over the place. I don't know why.
How weird.
It's very, very weird. Please don't do it to me now that you know this, by the way.
No, but what if a guy just comes up to you, and he just wants to put his hand around your waist? And
I react.
Like, really? Yeah. So you just want a hand full on the back, like the butt cheek. Just
go
full
for the
ass.
Butt cheek. Just go, well, if your hand can hold all of it. Absolutely.
My boyfriend said you have a nice ass. That shit killed me. That shit set me. I was like, get your fucking eyes off of this.
Oh my God. So this massage therapist, she ends up lecturing me and like literally called me like an abuse victim because she was like, you're showing signs of like being abused. And I was like, ma'am, that is not. Not only one, is that not it, but two, what are you doing? Why are you talking about all this stuff to me right now?
That is very bold.
Yeah.
Like, no offense, but stay in your lane. Like, you're not like a therapist. Like, no. You're not there. And, like, let's assume you were, right?
Right.
What that is not her place to bring up and talk about with you.
Hell no, especially when my cousin was right next to me. I was like,
oh,
man.
Oh, my God. You guys were in the same room?
We were in the same fucking room.
Oh, my God.
Oh, it was so awkward. And I was like, damn, I'm supposed to be, like, feeling this relief, getting comfortable.
Now you're
stressed.
Yeah. Yes, now I'm super tense.
I hope you didn't tip her. I know you've admitted in the past that you're bad with that. Even if you get bad service, sometimes you tip. I hope you did not tip her.
The great part is that my cousin took care of everything, and she is the opposite of me. She won't tip people. Even if they deserve it.
Oh, no. That's bad. My God.
Well, I guess that's not a good thing. But in this moment, it was great because we literally walked out and she's like New York as fuck. And so she was just like, fuck that bitch. She was awful. And I was like, did you like your massage? She was like, yeah, it was great. But yours was awful. Let's go. But in all seriousness, though, my lower back. Like, I even have to warn guys where I'll just be like, I'm going to get really, like, I get really jumpy. And some of them like it.
Really?
Like, some of them are just like,
some of them think you're playing.
Like,
I think they think I'm playing, and I'm eventually just like, stop. It's not funny. Like,
or
I
like
don't
maybe
like
you're
it.
Being coy and you're telling them, and they're like, okay, I got you. Like, I'm gonna tickle you there.
No. And yeah. I was like, no. I have to be really comfortable for that. But that's like one of my sensitive areas / turnoffs. So
I want to get into Micah's story if you're comfortable sharing it, because I know that you said you're a little pressed on time and you may have to.
No. We're good. So my sensitive area is my neck. I know a lot of people like kisses on the neck or like
I love
all
the
that
neck.
Stuff. No, like that is no.
Why?
Like, because I don't know. I feel like in my past life, like when I died,
okay,
I was strangled.
Oh, I know.
No, I'm being serious. You know,
no,
like,
but so is she. It's just
yeah,
like,
but I feel like I was
spirits.
like I can touch my neck, and like I don't know. I've always had this thing with my neck. Like it just. I can touch it, but no one else can. Like, for example, my ex, like, she would try to be cute and, like, wake up and, like, kisses. And I would literally, like, be like, stop. Like, oh. You're not, like,
no
that. That's
way.
Something I don't want right now. Like, that's, I'm good. So, and then there
Sad
was one
note,
time.
We don't fuck with his ex. Continue.
Hey, we're still on good terms, all right?
Oh, shit, okay.
Oh, yeah, we talked about that a little bit this week, didn't
we? We did.
Nasty.
Oh, my God.
But anyway, why don't
Anyways,
you like
no,
your...
And then, so, like, there was this one time where it was drunken night in Vegas, and we were out, and I was trying to get with this girl, but then I ended up getting with this girl's friend that she came with, and
Micah.
The next... listen, so the next day, like, I don't remember anything. I remember being at the club.
Oh, gosh.
And then I woke up in this girl's dorm bed, and mind you, like, the dorm room bed.
You went to college in Vegas.
Yeah. I went to school
that.
In Vegas. Yeah, I went to school
like
in Vegas.
Was it like a strip situation where you're on the strip club?
No. Yeah, so I went to school in Vegas. So we were out for one of my fraternity parties. And, like, I came home, and the beds in the dorm room are, like, twin size. So my big ass is, like, trying to spoon on this, like, little bed. And I just, I remember, like, I woke up, and I was like, where am I? Like, who the oh, shit. Like, I didn't know who it was at first.
Oh, my God.
So then
Did
I was
you
like.
Fuck?
There was a condom on the floor, so I don't remember. Okay. I honestly don't remember. Like, I can't tell you, like, if we did or didn't. But what I can tell you is that I went to the bathroom, and I'm washing my hands. And as I wash my hands, I look up, and I just... My neck had looked like a fucking octopus had just, like, here and just, like, came out. And it was, like...
Major hickeys.
Hickeys. Like, I swear I had, like, eight to ten of them just, like... all on my neck, and I freaked out, and I'm still drunk from like the night before, so like I'm like, what the fuck is going, and I'm just like, are you joking me? And this girl, like, now she's like awake, and she's like in the bed, and she's topless, and she's like, I don't know what happened either. I'm like,
oh no,
where's my phone? I'm getting the fuck out of here. I'm not even in my dorm room, I'm in someone else's building. Yeah, so then I'm walking out, and mind you, this is the last day we're in the dorm, so we have to leave today.
You have to move
yeah,
out?
Yeah, we had to move
oh
out.
Oh, my God. This
so
is
listen,
so on brand.
Yeah,
for you.
So this is
oh
so literally,
God.
We have to move out today, and I'm like, what? None of my stuff's packed.
Of
now
course.
I'm walking out of some random girl's dorm room with a neck full of hickeys, and literally just like the walk of shame, like the ultimate walk of shame. And I have never had a one night stand. That was my first one. And to walk out of that, I was like, I don't know if I ever want to do this shit again.
So I have a like, couple questions.
What's up?
How old were you when this happened? You said college.
18.
Okay, 18. So like freshman in college then.
Damn.
Oh my
also,
God, I was underage drinking. But
oh,
okay.
It happened.
I had my first drink at 14. Fuck it. Let's go.
But I also want to know. Was your neck sensitivity very prominent before this incident?
Yes, it was. Yeah.
Okay, so
like, so it's
when
like
you
even,
woke up, it's like some PTSD right now. Yeah. You're like, I don't like this.
No, right. Yeah. So okay. Like, even because I dated this girl in high school, and even, you know,
wait,
when we...
the girl that you woke up in the bed with?
No, this was a different girl. But I dated, so okay. I had an ex-girlfriend in high school, and even when we would, you know, like have sex or something like that, like, I just never liked people touching my neck. I always thought I had a pretty good looking neck too, to be completely honest.
Carla,
with
you.
Carla just went over and touched his neck.
That's
Carla.
Nice.
Okay, that's fair though.
Yeah,
I
so
can
like
appreciate
I just
that.
I've always felt like low-key, you know how everyone has like their favorite body part? I feel like mine was my neck because I was hella skinny in high school.
And you liked your skinny neck?
It was just like
you
the
have a
good
long
jawline
neck?
And like, you know, just like the collarbone kind of sticked out. I was like, all right. And people had told me like, oh, you have a nice, like your neck is like a good feature.
Cool. Look at this. Well, I just spoke Hindi, sorry. What the hell was that?
But that's like...
Anish, you look like you were just possessed.
I don't know what...
You did. You just
do you
spoke
like
Hindi?
I did. I said, look, like, I think I was going through my, like, you know, watch a ver or something in Spanish. That's literally what I just said in Hindi.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I don't know why, but cool. Like, even before then, like, I can touch my neck, but, like, even when I wear, like, ties or, like, bow ties or, like, collared shirts, like, I sometimes feel like I'm choking, so I have to leave it, like, a little bit loose.
Okay.
Like, it's honestly just, like, the weirdest thing, but I just my neck. So then when that incident happened, and I was blacked out, so I didn't even know what happened, and I woke up and I was like,
now, okay. Yeah. So, okay. Question for you, real quick, and then I want to hear from Gina and Carla. So, like, for me, it's a physiological thing. Like, I like physically react. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, if somebody touches my lower back area, and of course, there's a difference because, like, you were blackout wasted as opposed to me.
Yeah.
I was completely sober. So, is it the same thing for you? Like, if you do feel like a sensation there, like, do you physically react, or is this kind of just like you're mentally or emotionally uncomfortable?
No, like, I will, like, I can remember one time me and my most recent ex were getting intimate. And she started
y'all
like,
fucking.
Yeah, we started having
you
sex.
You were fucking.
What the hell? It's the aftermath. Go on.
Okay, so we don't
you
have to censor. Okay,
you want,
so we're starting to have sex, and like she starts like kissing me like chest, and then I'm just like, you know, your eyes close, and then she goes up to my neck, and I literally was like, like don't. Like, I literally was like, don't do that. She's like, oh, I'm sorry. Like she knew too. Like, don't touch my neck. So she knows. And so when she did that, it's just, you're in the moment, so you don't really, like, think about what you're doing. So I was just like, and then I felt that. And as soon as I felt, like, her lips right here, I was like, nope. Like,
you
I
have that reaction.
I literally pushed her away. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It sounds physical then, or like a physical reaction.
Yeah.
Wow. All right. I feel like what you're saying is, like, I can relate so well to that. But I don't know, Gina, if you have the same, like, is there a body part for you?
Yeah, and it's going to sound weird. It doesn't really make sense. But when I'm thinking about it now, it might be like a mental thing tied into this. Because one thing that definitely turns me off is someone who's really douchey, a douchebag. Like, just like a really shit attitude. Like, I don't care if you're really hot. If you're cocky as fuck and you have a shit attitude and you're just a shit person, I'm not going to be attracted to you. I'm not into it at all. And I think that's why... you want to be sexual. Maybe like we haven't even done anything. You want to be sexual, and the first thing you do is come up and start touching my pussy.
Oh my god!
I hate that shit. And the thing is my husband Bryce, like, he doesn't care. I could literally walk up to him in the middle of whatever he is doing, and I can just start touching his dick, and he'd love it. I am not that way. I am not that way whatsoever. And I'm wondering, though, if it's because I'm turned off by douchebags, because that's such a fucking douchebag move to do. Like, you're really just going to walk up to me and touch my pussy? Like, I'm laying here in bed reading a fucking book, sir. Like,
oh, my God.
No, I'm not even lying. Like, that's my husband, and I yell at him every single time. I'm just like, no, that's not how... This is never going to work that way, ever. I mean, in the contrary to Micah, I love when my neck is kissed. I like maybe massage my head, or because there's so many nerve endings in your scalp, like a good head massage.
A good head massage, girl.
Like a good head massage, though, and like getting into the neck, and even if you're just sweet talking me beforehand, or at least acknowledge me as a person. Don't just acknowledge me as a vagina. That literally turns me off so much.
You're not just a hole.
Like, really. But once you go there, there really isn't going back for me. It's hard for me to get in the mood because I'm so pissed off at that point.
You got and that
I'm
just first like, impression.
Yeah, I'm like, you can try again in 24 hours, sir, because now I'm fucking mad and I don't even want you to try to warm me up because that was stupid as fuck.
Is this
I
a fire that. Sign thing? Because I'm very the same way. Because I'm a Sag, you're an Aries, and we're supposed to be like in the sink as far as that goes. And I don't care if you don't believe in the signs or whatever. I'm just asking a question. But I wonder.
Well, my husband is a fire Scorpio. Sign thing. So maybe that's why he likes
Are
it.
You Leo?
I'm a Leo.
So are you kind of taken aback, Micah? Like, if somebody has, like, touched your neck, is it just kind of like, it's over?
No. Like, I'm just like, yo, watch out. And then,
way
like,
to ruin my theory. Way to ruin my
but,
theory.
But I will say, like, if it's like, hey, I told you and I warned you and you continue to do it, then I'm like, what the fuck? Like, I just
that's
told you
I'm
not to. Yeah, I'm like, I just told you don't do that. And you're still doing it. Now I'm pissed. So, like, yeah, I agree with Gina, too, on that. Like, it's a ton. It's over with.
Wow. So we've got the lower back. For me, the neck for Micah. Gina, don't
my
touch my
vagina.
Pussy.
Vagina. Of all places to turn me off. I know it doesn't make
the
sense.
The pregnant woman here, don't touch my pussy.
Right?
Carla, turn off. Body fart sensitive area.
Touch my body. That was me singing Mariah Carey. I guess for me, and this is... It's a few different things, but I wish that I could have a guy massage my head because I love when you scratch my head, but I have so many extensions in that I'm just like, get the fuck away from my scalp. A, B, do not fucking pull my hair while we're having sex. I don't give a fuck if you're in the moment, if you want to grab me passionately, fuck you. It costs... I can't say how much it costs, but it costs a lot of money for me to get these motherfucking tracks up in this bitch. And the last thing I need is for you to pull them because that actually pulls my real hair out. Yeah. And you're going to leave me patchy as shit.
So I don't know how it works with extensions, but like there is a way to like pull hair. Not that I partake, but there is a way to pull hair for it to not because like I have very like I'm balding and have very thin hair even otherwise. And like I had a guy like show me that there's like a method where you're supposed to pull like right above the scalp so that you're not really fucking with the follicles as opposed to at the end like a lot of people do.
Okay, and that is true, but I have extensions everywhere on my scalp. I have over three packets of extensions in.
Yeah.
So like, I literally have extensions where I'm pointing everywhere right now.
That's why
there's
they look
no
so
way.
Well and blended.
Yeah, there's no way that you could even go. I can't even go like, this is where it stops, right here. I can't even... go past that. So don't fucking pull my hair, bitch. Plus, even when I didn't have my extensions in, that shit does not feel good. You're hurting me. Me duele. Like, nothing's gonna make me dry up like the freaking Arizona desert faster than you pulling my hair. That shit hurts.
But I think, like, in a guy's standpoint, too, like, if I go to grab your hair and I feel the extensions, I'm like, what the fuck is that?
That's
like,
what I would think.
Yeah. I'm like,
that's what I would think.
Like, why is it bumpy?
Oh my God. Okay.
Never be bumpy.
There was one time because, like, can't relate to that from the gay perspective, but like when I was younger and like I noticed I've always been very sensitive to the whole balding thing, and so I don't know if I shared it on the podcast or on the show, but like I used to do things to make my hair look like it was thicker, like one of them being putting mascara on like my hair to like give it that thickening. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Damn, when did you start balding, G?
I started balding since I was born.
You put mascara in your hair?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I didn't know this was a thing.
It's not.
Oh.
He just made his own home
like,
remedy.
It can work because I would use I would put the mascara in and then I would get like a really thick brush to kind of like even it out so it didn't look so like crusty and hard.
Yeah.
But there was one time where like I had done that and I'd completely forgotten about it and I got with the guy like that night and he started to like stroke my hair and when he started to stroke it, there was definitely a part that clearly had mascara in it, and I was like, oh, fuck.
And it got on his hands, I'm sure.
Oh,
yeah.
Fuck. Oh, he knew.
Yeah.
Like, oh, my God. So I know that even from that perspective, like, the guy didn't enjoy it. Carla, have you had men that, like... still tried to pull your hair even though they're
my
extension?
Fucking boyfriend.
Oh, okay.
I get we're in the heat of the moment, but like, gee, I fucking told you. You know how much that shit costs. And like, anyway, that's just that though. I fucking hate that. But I also hate when guys kiss my ears.
Oh.
Really?
I'm like, get the fuck away. But I love kissing guys' ears.
Like nibbling at the air, like
that, yeah, like just don't fucking eat my ear, gee. And then there's one last one and I just have to share it because you said your hickey story. I was like 17, and I'm sorry, underage drinking, but I was pretty drunk, and I think this was the first time ever that I'd gotten drunk. Because I know I said I tried my first sip at 14, but it was just a sip. The first time that I felt, like, pretty drunk, I was 17. And I remember I was like, I feel a little woozy. And this guy, like, carried me into this limo, and I was like, what the fuck? So he starts making out with me, and I was like, well, he's cute. We can make out, you know? And I thought that that's where it was going to end. But no, he, like, started, like, kissing me a lot, and to the point where I think I was just like, this doesn't sound really fucked up, but just too drunk to fucking do anything about it. And the next morning, I had so many hickeys everywhere, to the point where, like, my areolas were literally, like, crusted onto my bra from, like, how, like, swollen and hurt I just was everywhere. Ow. On my chest. I think I had, like, God, I had so many fucking hickeys. Like, I remember I was trying to, like, peel my bra off. I was in so much fucking pain. I just had hickeys fucking everywhere. It was a terrible experience. And I don't like hickeys now because of that. Like, don't fucking suck on me harder than you have to.
Wow.
Fucking hate hickeys now.
There's that even for blowjobs, too, but that's a whole other conversation.
Really?
Yeah, you can absolutely suck too hard.
God, I can't imagine. Because personally, like, I am not, like, I'll give a blowjob, but I'm not out here, like, let me suck your dick for 45 minutes.
That should not happen.
Oh, yeah,
like,
no.
Like, that at a certain point, I have been like, boy. No. You need to finish yourself, or we need to finish this.
Yeah.
This is too damn much for me.
Hell no.
Okay, wait. So not to change the subject, but penis. Dick sucking. We have two males here.
Oh, okay.
I have never been an expert at giving blowjobs. The first guy's dick that I sucked was my ex-boyfriend, and that's only because he, like, wanted me to, and I was like, I guess I can do it. And so now I'm in the predicament of my boyfriend wants me to suck his dick, and I'm like, all right, cool, like, I'll do it. But I don't feel like I know what I'm doing, A. B, I'm like, how long is it gonna fucking go on for? So, like, I don't know if you guys have tips or how long it's supposed to last, like, how long is, because I get tired.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
I get, like, I've never once given a blowjob to completion. I don't.
Okay. That's fair.
It takes too long.
That makes me feel better.
It takes way too long.
Thank
God.
And
I know that's, like, I'm sure my husband would love that, but especially his motherfucking ass. We can be having normal ass sex and it still takes 45 minutes for him to come. So, I'd be there for 3 hours.
No, there's
it's not happening.
No,
but I've never.
Michael, you
go ahead. I feel like blowjobs are like a starting point and like a finishing point. Like, I feel like. Me personally, like, it takes me forever to nut with a blowjob. Like, she could be going for like 30 minutes.
That's so crazy to me.
Yeah, she could be going for like 30 minutes. And I'm like, I would just rather have sex with you right now. Like, because A, like, I feel like sex feels a little bit better than a blowjob, but a blowjob is definitely like a great starting point to get me like, yeah, let's fucking do this.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And then, like, at the end, like, yes. And then after we're done having sex, and then, like, I'm about to nut, hey, finish me off. And swallow, because I don't want there to be a mess.
Okay.
I do not
okay, that's
either.
Honest. Yeah, and that,
hey,
and Gina, that's
this
totally
is the
fair.
Mess, right?
No, by all means. Like, okay. Literally, no.
It's just, I haven't heard you talk like that before, so that's like, wow, oh wow. I will say, and this is the thing, because, like, for me, probably the most frequent thing that I've done is give blowjobs, but as a fat guy, and this is all tea, all shade, you can hear this from other big gay boys too, I feel like that's my forte. Like, a blowjob is what it is.
Eat that dick.
I can eat, so I know what the hell I'm doing with my mouth. And I used to, like...
Wait, you've sucked guys off into completion?
Yeah, that's so crazy to me to hear that from y'all. Yes. And but I do think it depends, because there's also been guys that haven't. And there's guys that have been like, okay, get off. I'm ready. Let's finish. Let's go do the real thing. For me, I'm totally okay giving head and not being it. Because I enjoy it. But I think that's the different part of it, is because, for the record, if you don't like sucking dick, don't fucking do it. Because it shows. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I feel like I definitely make it look like a chore.
But, like,
but
that's going to be his reaction to
but
it as well.
But
what
if
make
it's
it
a penis?
You make it.
Okay, yes, I try to fake it.
Because my ex was the same way, like, when we first started doing it. She's like, I just don't know what I'm doing. And she was straight up with mm-hmm. me. She was like, I don't know what I'm doing. Like, yeah, is this okay? And, like, would ask questions. I'm like, you're doing fine. Like, I don't notice anything. And then, like, you know, you just kind of, like, don't do that.
What did you just do?
Bite the mic.
Oh, there's men that are into that.
No, that shit hurts.
It hurts.
But, like, fake it till you make it, like, just just go for it.
Okay. Because
I'm pretty sure he'll be like, oh, fuck yeah. Like, this is new.
I am the type of person that, like I'm so into it. I was the kid that, like, practiced on popsicles, on bananas, on cucumbers.
That's amazing.
Deadass did all of that. Oh, yeah. Like, I was like, how far can I go? What can I do?
I have the worst gag reflex ever, which I think is another reason why I'm not super into it. But I know, like, to your point, you said if you don't like it, don't do it. I don't know if it's different because I'm in a long-term relationship.
Probably.
It's very important for me to try to satisfy his sexual needs, too, because he's into things I'm not into, and I don't want to do them all the time, but I don't know, like, for a long-term thing, I don't think it'll last if you just don't do it and they always want it, because they're always going to want that, and then it's like they might go get it somewhere else, and if you're cool with that, whatever, then let them go get it somewhere else, but if you don't want them to, and they love getting head...
Like,
you gotta give him head sometimes.
That is real, because I'm coming from a very single person's perspective.
Right.
And you are in a fresh relationship. So my advice to you would be, like, to practice on if you feel comfortable with it. Because I know, like, I thought I was being really ridiculous at first, but deadass, like, I would go get popsicles from the freezer when I lived with my parents' house, like, when I was, like, before moving out, and I would practice on it.
I wish it tasted like a popsicle.
Have you seen that YouTube video with the grapefruit?
No.
None of my life.
Have you put stuff? Okay, and this is where I'm also like a weirdo. Like, I've put like chocolate syrup on a dick.
Yeah,
and, like,
no, I'm totally down.
Like that, right? Okay,
wait,
yeah.
I'm so down for that shit. To TBH, like,
girl,
I will
put dip that dick in ketchup. Let's
No.
I don't know why, but something about a savory dip does not sound good. Like,
no,
like,
and also there's vinegar. There's vinegar in ketchup, and if that goes up the penis hole, that would be probably really painful, I would assume.
Ketchup is just
but
nasty.
But I like vinegar.
Oh, yeah.
I like salt and vinegar chips.
Let
a lot.
Me dip your dick in Nutella.
Nutella, that'd be good because it's a little thicker, so you have to like work
Nutella.
To what? Get it off.
That was beautiful. And I will say, I've done it before. Amazing.
Oh my god, really?
I'm dead ass
Nutella?
Serious. Yeah, I've done
I
Nutella.
I do
not
like
a lot.
It better when there's something sweet on there.
Yes.
Because like it's really just because it's just your sucking skin. What is so appealing about it? There's
yes.
nothing tasteful about a penis.
Like, all that fodder on Twitter and all that stuff is just a joke. Like, oh my god, dick tastes so good. It's fucking skin.
Right?
Like
it
really is.
Taste
it's fucking
good.
Skin. It's not.
Good?
That's not it. Oh wow, we've been going for a minute. That's not it. Like, that's not the enjoyable part for me. The enjoyable part is, like, knowing that, like, I'm satisfying this man in a very unique way.
I have one last question for you.
Sure.
So, my ex-boyfriend, the bad one, he bought this, like, flavored stuff to put on the peen for when you suck it.
Oh, like that numbs
but we never used it.
Okay.
Would it be weird if I, like, introduced this to my boyfriend and was like, hey, can we use this? Because I know my ex bought it for us, but, like, I still have it.
But I say, fuck it.
Who are you
it.
Asking?
All of y'all.
Micah?
I say, fuck it. Try it.
Okay.
I say, do it. I'd say, even if it was opened and used with him, still do it.
It's like a, it's almost like a take that to like your
yeah,
ex.
Yeah.
Like,
almost
like
a fuck
oh,
you.
Yeah, like, we're using your shit.
Fucking post about it and shit.
Yeah. Okay, don't. I will not post
that.
Not
that.
Hey, not. Look.
Oh my god.
I think we've been going a little too far here. I can't believe I'm actually saying this, but where's Joey? Because we've been going the fuck off. So, speaking of posting it, let's go ahead and wrap this up and post this episode up. It's the after mess. I don't even know how we end this.
We'll see you Monday morning, 5:30 to 10. Let's do it again. Bye.
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 This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.